This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Tuesday, May 8th. Taken up to heaven. Our reading comes from 2 Kings, chapter 2. When the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven in a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here. The Lord has sent me to Bethel." But Elisha said, "As surely as the Lord lives, and as you live, I will not leave you." So they went down to Bethel. The company of the prophets at Bethel came out to Elisha and asked him, "Do you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today?" "Yes, I know," Elisha replied. "So be quiet." Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here, Elisha. The Lord has sent me to Jericho." And he replied, "As surely as the Lord lives, and as you live, I will not leave you." So they went to Jericho. The company of the prophets at Jericho went up to Elisha and asked him, "Do you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today?" "Yes, I know," he replied. "So be quiet." Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here. The Lord has sent me to Jordan." And he replied, "As surely as the Lord lives, and as you live, I will not leave you." So the two of them walked on. 50 men from the company of the prophets went and stood at a distance, facing the place where Elijah and Elisha had stopped at the Jordan. Elijah took his cloak, rolled it up, and struck the water with it. The water divided to the right and to the left, and the two of them crossed over on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Tell me, what can I do for you before I am taken from you?" "Let me inherit a double portion of your spirit," Elisha replied. "You have asked a difficult thing," Elijah said. "Yet if you see me when I am taken from you, it will be yours. Otherwise, it will not." As they were walking along and talking together, suddenly a chariot of fire and horses of fire appeared and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind. Elisha saw this and cried out, "My father, my father, the chariots and horsemen of Israel!" And Elisha saw him no more. Then he took hold of his garment and tore it in two. Elisha then picked up Elijah's cloak that had fallen from him, and went back and stood on the bank of the Jordan. He took the cloak that had fallen from Elijah and struck the water with it. "Where now is the Lord, the God of Elijah?" he asked. When he struck the water, it divided to the right and to the left, and he crossed over. The company of the prophets from Jericho, who were watching, said, "The spirit of Elijah is resting on Elisha." And they went to meet him and bowed to the ground before him. "Look," they said, "we, your servants, have 50 able men. Let them go and look for your master. Perhaps the Spirit of the Lord has picked him up and set him down on some mountain or in some valley." "No," Elisha replied, "do not send them." But they persisted until he was too embarrassed to refuse, so he said, "Send them." And they sent 50 men, who searched for 3 days but did not find him. When they returned to Elisha, who was staying in Jericho, he said to them, "Didn't I tell you not to go?" In our journey to understand Ascension Day, we need to stop and overhear this exchange between the prophet Elijah and his successor, Elisha. 3 times Elijah notes that he is on a journey. The first stop is Bethel, where Jacob had his dream of a ladder connecting heaven and earth and angels ascending and descending on it. The second stop is Jericho, remembered as the first place of battle when the people of God entered the Promised Land. The third stop is the Jordan River, which the people crossed on dry ground to enter the Promised Land. This was also where John the Baptist would baptize people, including Jesus. At each stop, Elijah says, "Stay here. The Lord has sent me." And Elisha responds, "As surely as the Lord lives, and as you live, I will not leave you. The journey ends, though, when chariots and horses of fire separate Elisha from his master, and Elijah goes up to heaven in a whirlwind. Elisha not only sees this happen, but he also takes up the cloak of Elijah, which God allows him to use in parting the waters of the Jordan River again on his way back to Jericho. Just as Joshua was appointed to follow Moses, it's clear that Elisha was appointed to follow Elijah. The mission of God continues. Pray with me. God of power and might, may your mission continue, and may we be strengthened and equipped to do our part by the power of your Spirit. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.